bro. My people, welcome to Don't Forget to Flush. You all would not believe where we are right now. We're all the way in the lovely, beautiful city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I'm coming to you all from Canada, folks. Don't Forget to Flush is on the road. Last time we were in Houston. We're going back to Houston, by the way. But we're right here in Canada, and we have an opportunity to sit down with one of the folks that has really got my attention from what he's been doing, especially in the area of music and choreography and dancing. And so I have the pleasure of having with me on this episode of Don't Forget to Flush, none other than Montreal's finest, Steven.
Oh no.
I had to ask that because I was like, am I going to pronounce it like it's spelled? Is it
Oh no.
Oh no. Pleased to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, brother. How are you?
Thank you for coming through. Yeah. You know, I'm really excited to get to talk to you. And don't worry, I'm just going to ask a few questions and we're just going to have a quick chat because everything that you're doing is inspiring, right? And for those of us that are not in Canada or don't live in this area, what happens is when we see folks on social media, we don't really know their story.
Exactly.
And even you living here, I don't know how many people know your story. So yeah. I'm hoping that we could talk through it. So let's kick it off this way, right? Steven Ono, where are you from?
First of all, I'm from Benin. I don't know if you know, it's in West Africa.
What are you talking about? I'm Nigerian.
Oh, yeah?
You're right next door.
I'm from Benin, yeah. Yeah, so it's why French is my first language. So for the moment, I try again to practice my English all time. And I live in Montreal since 3 years exactly.
Oh, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
Oh, wow. That means you just got here.
Sorry?
That means you just got to Montreal or you've been living in Canada this well?
I came here since 3 years because, it's for school.
Okay.
Yeah, and now I'm just working in, I'm IT technician.
Wow, we're going to get into that because in my mind, I'm like, okay, so when anyone sees you on social media.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, his social media handle is Steven underscore Ono.
Ono.
Yeah. Is it Uno or Ono?
Uno. Like Spanish.
Oh, like the game. Uno.
Uno.
Uno. Okay. So Steven Uno is your social media handle, right? Now, if anybody gets on your social media, especially on IG, all they see is you dancing. You describe yourself as a choreographer. You describe yourself as somebody who's been a performer,
exactly.
A promoter.
Exactly.
There's even a dance group. So let's get into that. This podcast is split into three areas. The first part of it is all about African Renaissance. And what we try to do is that we try to highlight folks that are doing incredible things with their craft, their Africans, or friends of Africa, as it were. And they talk to us about the things that they are doing, right? So how did you decide to become a dancer or choreographer? Were you doing this in Benin before you came?
Yeah, but in Benin, I dance too, but not too much because when I do my last exam, my baccalaureate in my country, mm-hmm. I stopped to dance for 2 years approximately. And first of all, I start with all urban dance like breakdance, hip hop, jerk, electro in the time. And when I came here since 2 years, I prefer to more be interested by Afro dance. Hmm. So it's like very 2 years. I'm like focused on Afro dance, and I start to teach like since 10 months, and I already do Canada tour, like Montreal, Toronto.
Hold on. You see why I think it's amazing, right? This is why I think, and feel free to tell it to me in French. If you feel it, just tell it to me in French. Because it's even good. On this podcast, we like to let people know that Africa is a big continent.
Yeah.
There are like 55 countries or so.
Exactly.
And every single one of us have some kind of difference in our accent and language. Yeah. So it's good. I'm Nigerian. You're Benin. We're right here. We're chatting. So feel free to talk in French. I'll try to figure it out as we go along. But so speaking about that, 2 years, you've been able to not only perform and enhance your craft, you're saying that you've also been on a tour.
for real, the big performance I start in Montreal, because when I came here, I don't start dance directly, you know, because before I do dance urban hip hop, and when I meet much a person who do Afro dance, I start to do battle dance in Afro, and my first battle dance, I go in the end, like final, okay, with someone.
Yeah, like a kind of competition.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of thing, yeah. And after that, I'm like, oh, so I can focus in Afro. And it's really like 1 year, I really start for the performance, you know. But for real, like before to come here, I don't know Instagram. You know, in my country, I don't know Instagram. It's like 2 years to I
wow.
have Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, and for the love on the social media, for the love.
People are loving your videos, your performances and all that. So was this something you've always wanted to do, or is this something that just happened suddenly? Because if you danced a bit in Benin and you're here, was this like something that you were doing like when you were a kid, you've always wanted to be in dance? Is that what it is?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, so for you, is this something that you've always wanted to do? Were you doing this from when you were a kid, or like dancing? Is it, you know, and tell me the answer in French. You better respond to me in French right now.
It's okay, I can try.
Yeah.
So which is my passion, you know?
Okay.
So it's my passion, and if I can, maybe I can do just, if I can, I can just dance in my life and that's it. But we know, like, for real life, we can't just do what we want exactly, you know?
More like so, as an African.
Exactly.
As an African.
So my dad...
yeah, they'll be like, excuse me, Steven, comment ça va? No, they'll be like, how would I say that in French? It'll be like, they will say something like... no, I don't even know how to say it in French.
Well, what do you want to say?
I want to say they'll be surprised and shocked, and they'll be like, what is this?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Ah, Steven!
Mais Steven, quoi?
What? I sent you, what?
What is this? Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so...
So if you look back right now, what would you say influenced you? Right? I mean, think about
it. Dance.
In 3 years.
Trends.
Sorry?
The twins. You know the twins?
Oh, the twins. Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, I think...
The twins, yeah.
Yeah, I think the twins are here. You know, because the twins do a revolution. It's a big competition in Montreal, but just for the Canadian. So I can't because I'm not Canadian.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I'm not.
Is Canadian. That restricted?
Yeah, it's just for the Canadian because it's a governmental competition, you know.
Oh,
so
wow.
I can't for the moment. So I think maybe 2 years I will do the competition too. So the twins were influenced. I be influenced by the twins. It's why I started Dance Urban, you know.
Yeah.
But you know,
I watched them a lot. Like I knew, were they originally in France, or were, I thought they were living in France at one point, or they've always been living here. The twins, have they always been in Canada?
No, the twins come from France.
Okay.
But because of the competition, he came here every vacation.
Nice.
So like every September, I think, or August, the twins came here to do the competition, and he have too much money, so he travel every day.
But those guys are talented. They performed on this show on NBC, on TV in the US, called World of Dance. World of Dance on NBC with J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, was the with Neo and a couple of guys. They performed on that show. So they inspired you to get into dance. They inspired you.
They inspired me?
Yeah. Like you're saying that you were watching the twins.
Ah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I already do the World of Dance, but in Montreal. I do, yeah.
You did it?
Yeah, but in Montreal.
How was
I
that?
Do the solo. The solo category, I do it in, I think, 218. Yeah, because World of Dance came here to do one competition just for the Montreal. Mm-hmm. And finally, it's just the troupe. He do the real competition.
Yeah.
But I do the my solo for the event. Yeah.
Wow, that is very cool. So in 2 years, Stephen, you've sort of I can't dance. Let's just get it out there. I dance.
Everybody can dance. You Africa boy, bro.
Okay, everybody can. Well, you have a point because I'm African, right? So yeah. I gotta be able to move my body. You're right.
It's in your blood, you know.
My man. That's a good pep talk. Now I feel like I can go take over the world, but I can't even dance as close as you can. So for you, what do you look out for in a dancer? Like if you're going to dance with someone, because I met you through Pedro. Shout out to Pedrology, Pedro, based out in Houston, doing his thing. Great guy. And so I met him through you because it was the video that I saw of you guys dancing that I was like, wow, these guys are like, and you guys don't know yourselves, right? You just met. And
yeah,
you guys
exactly.
Performed.
Like, I don't know him. Like, he came here and he contacted me. And I'm like, oh, yo, bro, you are a good dancer. We need to do something together. He said yes. And we call a local TV, Citron Rose and Leah, and we do the video together. And
wow.
It's very good success for this video. I really love it. Really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for me, when I look at you guys and how you all dance, right, one of the things that would always occur to me from my non-dancing person would always say, this person I'm watching, is it a side hustle? Is this something he's doing on the side? Is it a hobby? Is it a career?
For real,
is it
it's just everything.
A kid? What is it for you?
For me, it's everything, bro. It's everything. Because sometimes it's true. Sometimes I say I don't dance in full time. It's just in part time.
Mm.
But when I take 1 second, I'm sit and I see what I do really, I can say yes, I do it in full time. So I work in full time, I dance in full time, I do everything in full time because it's permanently in my life, you know.
Yeah.
Every day, every time I dance. So when I
So does that mean do you dance alone in your house? Like
at
home? Do you
sure.
You dance by yourself? You just put on your music and you just like keep dancing?
Because put my music.
But hold on. You know, at home, there's a difference between grooving to the beat. That's what I call it. You know, you're just playing music, you're grooving to the beat.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from the way you guys dance on social media. So do you do that hard kind of, you know?
Not sure at home. At home, no, not hard. But just chill, you know. Always you are here.
Yeah, everybody can. Everybody can. You know, that's how we all feel that we can dance. Because,
exactly.
You know, but when we see you guys doing all this choreography. So the choreography that you do, though, how did you transition from, okay, so in 3 years, your story, you came to school, then you are dancing, then now you're a choreographer.
Yes, yeah.
In 2 years.
I'm performer, I'm choreographer, I'm teacher, and I'm promoter also. Because sometimes I do events.
So what is this? Is this the Afro grind? Like how? 2 years, my man. Tell me more. So what made you want to become a teacher, choreographer? How did that transition? How is it a transition? Was
because
it like?
It came naturally. It's come naturally in my life because like I, since my when I'm kid like. I love dance, you know, and un jour, like someday, I'm like, so, yo, bro, I want to share my passion with everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came here and I started to do Afro dance, like, I be focused because Afro dance is not new for me. I do Afro dance before in my country too, but I don't do just Afro dance, you know. I do too many dance style because I do a dance urban competition.
Mm-hmm.
But when I start to focus just in Afro dance, and I see like, oh, I'm really good in what I do, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, so I can share what I do with everybody, and together we can show the passion, together we can put Canada on the map. Because sometimes I see Canada and I see France, for example. France have advance on Canada, you know, because in France, for start, you have too much dancer compared in Montreal. Montreal, you don't have too much Afro dancer.
That thing you just said, because I want everybody in France and Montreal to know that. You have to say it again in French.
Yeah.
Say it again in French. Say it again in French.
Well, what I said?
What you just said now about France and Canada. You got to say
like
it in French.
En vrai, quand on compare Montréal et le Canada, d'accord? Désolé que je dis n'importe quoi. Quand on compare la France et le Canada, on voit que la France a une avance sur le Canada parce que déjà au Canada, il n'a pas assez de danseurs afro comparément en France. Et les Français sont très bons déjà de base dans tous les styles de danse. Et c'est un truc que nous, on apprécie beaucoup. C'est ce qui nous pousse, ce qui nous force, à regrouper des danseurs ici à Montréal et à former des groupes dance, à faire des vidéos, à enseigner, etc.
Yeah.
So, France influence Canada too much. Maybe the French dancers don't know, but we know.
You guys are like, watching them pretty much too.
Yeah, it's why we invite them here. Like Jenny from Belgium is already come here. Stony from France, Kiriko from France already come here. Too much dancer. Is it Gold? What is the name of this girl? Izzy, I think. Izzy from New York.
Yeah, Izzy. She's Nigerian. Izzy. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
She already come here too. So.
Oh wow!
And Mekaoku also.
Yeah, Mekaoku. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's.
Those are New Yorkers, though. Those are not French guys.
But France, New York, everybody.
You're saying
Canada.
Everywhere else everybody. Is influencing Canada. I hear you. And look at me. I'm acting like I could understand everything you said in French, whereas all I can say is just bonne nuit, and that's it. And then bon après-midi, comment ça va? And I use that for pretty much everything. I think I order food with comment ça va if I travel to Paris. So, speaking of home, this brings us to the second part of the podcast. And by the way, guys, you're listening to us. Don't forget to flush. If you do have any questions, please send a message to don'tforgettoflushpod@gmail.com. That's our email address. don'tforgettoflushpod@gmail.com. And you can follow us on social media at Don't Forget to Flush on Instagram, and Don't Forget to Flush as a podcast page on Facebook. So please get with us and share with us what you think. So Stephen, the second part of the show, we dive into something called culture commentary, right? So it's in three parts. The first part is African Renaissance. Second part is culture commentary. And in this segment, what we try to do is to talk about some of the influences and experiences that you've had as an African, particularly as somebody who's from Benin. You came here for school. You've been here for some time now. You must have had some interactions and experiences that you can share about what is it like being an African in Montreal? Like, if you had to summarize that in some expression. Now, you have to say it in French, first of all, because I know you feel it more if you say it in French. So tell me, what is it like being an African in Montreal? Like, what's that like?
What's been? You want me to speak in French?
Yeah, so that you're more relaxed. Hey, it's Don't Forget to Flush. It's our mic, it's our rules. We make up our rules, you know?
Oui, en vrai.
And then you can tell me in English after you said it in French.
Wow.
Just go ahead.
African,
what's it like?
In Montreal. That's really good life because, first of all, you know, why my parents or why our parents send all our kids here? We don't have a job in our country, or us country, sorry. So, on n'a pas beaucoup de travail déjà dans notre pays, c'est pour ça que nos parents ils nous envoient ici pour étudier, travailler, etc., réussir notre vie et se construire un meilleur avenir. And when I came here in this life, and I start, like, you don't know, but you know, when I came here, like, I came here, I think Saturday, and the Monday next, I start to go to school directly.
Wow.
So my beginnings is a little difficult, you know. And with time, I meet some people. First of all, the climate is here. It's very cold in winter.
Yeah.
C'est ça?
I don't know if we should. That name sounds nice. When you say winter, somebody will think you're talking about something exotic. You know, you just.
Yeah. Well, when it's cold here.
No, we should just say opposite of hell. You know, okay. It should be like opposite of hell is what we have in Canada.
C'est ça.
It's like it is ice. It is something else.
Exact.
It's the North Pole.
So, tout ici, franchement, c'est le froid et tout, il fallait s'adapter et tout. Et c'était vraiment un truc auquel il faudrait, comment on appelle, se familiariser, connaître plus de monde, etc. Mais après, à vrai dire, quand tu as la tête sur les épaules, quand tu es un Africain et que tu viens dans un pays de l'Occident, le Canada ou whatever, ça se passe toujours bien parce que tu es focus sur tes affaires, tu es focus sur tes objectifs. Et tout ce que tu le fais pour toi, tu le fais pour ta famille. Donc facilement tu grandis, facilement tu as tes objectifs et facilement tu te traces un vrai chemin. So, for being sincerely, for African, for all African who came here and have some objective in his head, it's very good because he can build something good for him, you know.
Yeah, because it's not like we have it. It's not like we have it that readily. Exactly. In Benin or Nigeria, exactly. Any of our countries. Yeah.
Like we know in Benin, we don't have too much place to work. For example, you know, my parents right now, for example, don't have too much money. You know, it's difficult. But so, yes, I can just thank you, my mom, who sent me here. Mm. And now I in my passion. And since my country, she support me for the dance because in school I work correctly.
Oh wow, that's what I was gonna ask. You know, like has your parents always supported you?
Exactly. Yeah, sure. My mom first, and my father second. Because
it's always the mom first. It's always our mom first. You know, it's like first of all they'll be the ones protecting us from our dad.
Yeah.
And they won't want to say anything. And then finally, our dad finds out and be like the same thing, Stevie.
Exactly. So yes, my mom.
So, but how about an African? As an African, dance in Montreal, because there must have been other nationalities dancing here already. So, as a young African coming here, how was that for you navigating the dance side? You know, the school side had its challenges, right?
Yeah.
But how about the dance side? Was it like did the community just be like what's that like? What's the community for you in dance like here?
For start, here, you know, we have all-style dancer, you know. Mm. We have all-style dancer, and our people know, like, Afro dance is not, it's new. It's now everybody dance Afro dance, you know.
Yeah.
Before, everybody don't dance Afro dance. Afro dance is not a real dance urban, you know. It's something everybody
was
put
on the
inside.
Side, but,
exactly.
But now Afrobeat, Afro dance, Afro, exactly. It's the new.
Now we see the evolution for the Afro.
Yeah.
Beyonce do featuring with
all the African artists that she had.
You know, Chris Brown do Guara Guara. You know,
you know, he even has a song out with Davido, you know.
Exactly. And why it's like that now? It's because every dancer in Afro do too much video, you know, and video. It's
social media, pretty much. Yeah,
it's the reason. And when we came here you can see here we know the real instructor in Afro. We are not too much. I think it's just 4 or 5 person in Montreal.
Wow.
In Toronto, just 1 person, Prince, and in Ottawa, you don't have like a big Afro dance teacher, you know. So the community in Afro is not big before, but now we do something constructive.
Yeah, with the lessons
exactly
and the teaching.
We do too much video. We invite everybody to come with us. And now you can see we can teach Afro in school too. Before it's just contemporary style, you know.
Yeah.
Ballet. Claquette, you know. But now,
I know people who dance that, but it's just Afro dance is different.
Yeah.
So you get to teach in schools as well? Is that
Yeah. Like I just get another contract for school. It's Brebeuf School. Someone called me.
Oh, thank you for announcing it here. Thank you for announcing it on the podcast. Now all your friends know that that's where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So
that is good. That is awesome, man. So if you growing up African, do we let's even step to the side a bit. Growing up African. Growing up in Nigeria for me was like a hustle, right? I mean, it was drummed into our heads that we have to go to school, we have to go to school. And for those who don't know, Benin is right next to Ghana,
yeah,
and right next to Togo, right?
Oh no, you're not. Is it Benin? Togo is inside Benin and Ghana, so it's Benin, Togo, and Ghana after.
Oh, okay. So Togo is between Ghana and Benin.
Togo is between Ghana and Benin.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So it's Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana.
Exactly. That's it.
See,
exactly.
I'm even forgetting the route because it's like, you know, if you need to leave Niger, you have to like go through Benin, then go to Togo. But people always act like Benin and Togo don't exist and they'll just be like Nigeria and Ghana.
Ghana.
That's the way they make it sound. Whereas,
I'm very happy because this year, Benin country, my country, do the Cannes d'Afrique, you know? Africa Cannes. Don't say it for soccer.
Yeah.
We're going. Yeah, you don't say it.
Now I'm confused because I'm like, hold on, Benin won.
Benin don't won, but
they
Benin,
qualify,
Benin qualify for the, exactly. For the,
okay, yeah. So that's why, you know, I was hearing my French brain.
Because it's
I was already thinking in French, so I didn't. I didn't catch it.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Because
they qualified, yeah. Because sometimes everybody just forgets Benin even is there.
Since 10 years, Benin never qualified.
Okay.
So yeah.
Oh, that is funny. So growing up in Benin, is this similar? Can we talk about that a bit? Like growing up for you in Benin, what was that like? Like your mom? Would your mom say, "Don't bring any girls to the house"? Like, what was that like? Like, what was growing up in Benin like?
Can you repeat?
So growing up in Benin, right? Growing up at home, when you were in, is it primary school that they say? Is it primary school? Like, what's the lowest school called? Is it primary school?
Primary,
secondary,
and
university.
College.
College, okay.
Yeah, college and
so
university.
When you were in primary school, what was it like growing up in Benin? Was it like you go to school during the day and then you work at night, or you go to the farm, or you lived in the city, or what was that for like you, for you?
For me, when I'm in primary to school, when I'm primary to school, I just go to school, come back to home and eat and sleep. That's it.
So you had the good life.
Yeah. My life it's so good because of my mother do her best to give me the all loves she can give me, and yes, today I'm happy, you know.
That's where I was trying to go to, because a lot of times, right, whenever we talk about our stories, we know we tell all these jokes and there's a lot of comedy, and everybody focuses a lot on the very bad situations.
Yeah.
But one common thing across all the African countries is that a lot of us did actually get sheltered from the harshness of life because of our parents. Like, that was one major benefit, at least for my side, that a lot of the kids, our parents took the brunt of the effect of society. You know, they would sell their clothes if they have to, just to make sure that there is food at home. You know, it's like they
give
210% for us just to... And so for us growing up, it's like the push of do this, make sure you go to school and all that, is because for them it's I'm sacrificing all of this to make sure that you don't feel, you know, the pressures. And so they will be very harsh and say, you must go to school because, I mean, I'm suffering so that you
Oh, that's right. Well, what you say, because for example, you know, my mom take care of me and my two sisters, you know, and it's not easy to do that for woman, you know.
Yeah.
And like she do everything for us, and today my sisters too is here with me.
Oh,
here
nice.
With me, And I can just thank God. It's why, yes, when I'm young and now, everything I do in my life, I do it first of all for my family, you know, for my mom, and after that for my sisters, because I want, like, tomorrow everybody can be good financially.
Yeah.
Financially,
at least stable, you know. Everybody,
exactly.
Everybody will be
can
good.
Be stable,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, that's why they sent you first, because they want you to go through everything
exactly.
and come out on the other end.
Exactly.
All right. So we're in the third segment of the show, and we're getting closer to wrapping up, right? So just to make sure I'm on the same page, social media at Stephen_Uno. O-N-U.
U-N-O.
Sorry, U-N-O.
Uno.
Uno, yes. So Stephen Uno.
Like
so
the game.
So that's exactly, that's
number
what I'm stretching
one.
It. Yeah,
number
like
one.
Number one. So Stephen yeah. number one. Isn't that so cool? Your last name is number one. You go to the show and people will be like, that can't be his name. Like,
it's my dancer name. It's not my true name.
Oh, thank you so much for letting it out of the bag. I'm trying to push you here, man. I'm trying to push you here. But since you already said it now, everybody's going to be like, so what's his real name? What's his real name? What's his real name? But speaking of which, this segment is called Toilet Seat Conversations. Remember, the podcast is called Don't Forget to Flush. So it means that everything that we're talking about, people are listening and they can choose to flush it all now or they should choose to learn something new. But the toilet seat conversation we're about to have is a heart to heart. So can you do any accents? Can you make an accent?
My real accent?
Yeah. Can you do any other accent? Can you do
I
any
can
accent?
Try.
Can
yeah.
you do a? Can you do
a? I can do a Canadian accent.
Oh, good. Good. Let's do that. So I'm going to ask you a question and I want you to answer in the Canadian accent. Okay.
Yeah, I can try.
All right. So toilet seat conversations. Let's go. First one is, if a young African, someone like you right now, leaves Benin or leaves Nigeria or leaves Togo and comes to Montreal, what would be your advice? What would you advise somebody who just got here?
Advice?
Yeah, but you got to say it in a Canadian accent. Sorry.
But in French?
Okay, go ahead.
Because in English...
No, go ahead. Say it in French. Say it in French and then tell me about it in English. But I understand French. Nobody knows that.
Because, you know, Canadian use some big words like tarbanak, colis. It's like...
Okay, go ahead. What would you tell a young African in your Canadian accent, your best Canadian accent? What would you tell a young African who just got here and is trying not to make the mistakes or trying to be successful? Like, what would be your advice?
Oh, monsieur Zami, Tarbanak, vous savez, quand vous allez venir ici...
Keep going.
Colin, évitez les hosties de mauvaise fréquentation, éviter de prendre des hosties de weed, tarbanark, tout ça, ça vous envoie dans des endroits pas très bons, vous savez. Faut prendre soin de vous, faut avoir une tête sur les épaules, vous voyez un peu ce que je veux dire. Parce que vous savez, c'est calice de Québécois qui vous attire dans des mauvais plans, c'est pas bon. Hein. On a trop de communautés ici, puis voilà, on a les Haïtiens, on a les Africains, on a les Canadiens, on a les... Voilà, il a trop de communautés. Donc, il faut juste être focus sur soi et faire ce qu'on a à faire. Yeah.
I feel like you just told somebody to pack his bags and go home.
No. No.
So, but what you just talked about right now as your advice to a young African, is that what you would have told yourself as a young kid? Like, if you, 3 years ago, would you have taken that same advice? Like, compare that. Is there something that you would have loved that you'd have done when you landed?
Yeah. You know, like, my mother gave me some education is really, really right, you know?
Mm.
And, like, before to come here, I already have some vision. For me personally, I already have some vision, you know. Like, I know, if I came here, I can't just chill, you know, everyday party, you know. I'm here, I need to go to school, I need to work. And yes, if I have time in weekend, I can go out too, and I can do what I love, like in my passion, dance, everything, you know. So when I came here, I always every day when I take my feet and put it in the sole. How do we call it?
You put on your socks, put your feet into your shoes.
Exactly.
You know, like every day you wake up.
Every day when I wake up, I have same vision on my head. I need to do a best every day, you know. Like, because I know my family situation.
Yeah.
You know, I know my situation is not easy. I can't stay like that and the big chance came from me, you know.
And that's a message for everyone, right? I mean, that's one of the things that this podcast is about. Don't Forget the Flush is really about sharing those kinds of nuggets. That what drives us, right? Whether I'm Nigerian, Benin, Ghanaian, a lot of times what drives us is this desire that we shouldn't fail. We shouldn't give up. You know, we just have to wake up every morning, like you're saying, and just put our best foot forward and, you know, wake up and get up and just try again and try again,
again,
you know, and just keep pushing. And that's what I try to do to myself. And it's interesting that you say that. So let me ask you this. What would you say in your best Canadian accent that your friends don't know about you?
Don't know about me.
Yeah, because I bet one of your friends is going to listen to this. And that's why I'm asking you at the very end, so that in case if they don't listen all through, they won't hear this. But in your best Canadian accent, and you have to try the Canadian accent to in English, so you got to say it both ways. What would you say your friends don't know about you? Tell us a secret. That's pretty much just tell us that.
Steven's secret?
In your best Canadian accent.
In my best Canadian accent. Something
French Canadian.
Something nobody know.
Nobody knows, or your friends don't know. Maybe some other person knows, but your friends in Montreal don't know.
Our regular friends in Montreal. Yeah. I can say something like in French.
Your best Canadian.
Bon, Colin, souvent hostie, il y en a qui pensent que moi, parce que je suis un hostie de personnalité publique sur les réseaux sociaux, que voilà, toutes les filles, je me les tape. Mais non, c'est pas vrai. Steven, on n'est pas comme ça. Puis Tarbanak, moi, je ne fais pas ça. Je suis très carré avec les filles, et toutes les filles en général, elles savent. C'est pour ça que vous allez jamais entendre des histoires sur moi, etc. etc., etc. Donc voilà, arrêtez avec les suppositions, le monde qui pense que voilà, toutes les filles sont à mes pieds. Non, c'est pas vrai. That's not true.
No,
you know what I say now?
Go ahead.
Like, someone asked, like, because I can't say I'm famous. I'm not famous, but just, I don't know too much words in English, so we use famous.
Okay. Popular.
Someone say because I'm a little famous in the country, you know, like every girl is like easy for me to do something with girls, you know, anytime. Or in real life, I'm not like that.
You're a very shy guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. And someone say that, but nobody can prove that, you know.
I see you. Exactly. But it comes with your position, though. You have a lot of followers, you have people that are listening and watching you, and you know, so at the end of the day, popularity, I mean, you know, social media can make you social media famous, but the truth is, to your point, one thing your friends don't know is the fact that you're quite a shy guy.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm watching you here as you're talking, and I'm like, my God, he's so shy, he can't even look at me in the face. Man, we've been hanging out with Steven Una.
Uno.
My man. You know, great guy. I mean, what hasn't he done? You know, in 10 months, he's been an Afro dancer, turned teacher. Afro teacher, promoter, celebrated guy. You won gold medal at a dance competition. You've done a tour. I think you're pretty much the only one that has ever done a tour. You went to Toronto, Ottawa.
Yeah, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, and Quebec. Yeah, the Canada tour, yeah. Because I think I don't see any. I don't see Afro dancer who do same thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're one of the pioneers at this point. I mean, just coming
exactly.
in your 2 years here, you've pioneered quite a lot of things.
Yeah,
I mean, whether it's the dance competition, whether it's the collaborations you've
done, everything.
Whether it's the awards that you've won, whether it's the credits that you've gotten from international artists, the fact that you've done a tour, the fact
I received Burna Boy.
Oh, you did Burna Boy right here?
When Burna Boy come in Montreal, it's me and my crew, Black Motion, because I'm leader for Black
you
Motion.
You also have a crew?
Yeah, I have crew. I'm the only guy we are. And I have like
nine girls. Oh, that was that video. There was a video
you see
posted.
The video?
Yeah.
It's my crew.
Guys, you all have to get on this guy's social media page, because on Instagram, he has this great video that he did with a couple of, all the girls were dancing behind you and you were like the choreographer for the dance.
I'm the choreographer, but it's crew, you know, it's family and I'm the choreographer.
How many people are on the crew?
We are 10 person, 9 girls and me.
No wonder they think that you're the ladies man. No, that's why they think you're the ladies man.
No, that's
why that is happening.
No.
you have a crew and there are 9 ladies and you're just the guy.
Because
all your friends would be like, oh my God, Steven is just getting it. That is exactly how they
The guy
feel.
Is not complicated, you know. The guy, a little complicated.
But that means you have to dance as hard as the ladies. Yeah, you dance as hard as the ladies. Like, the ladies have to dance as hard as you. I mean, you're the leader of the group. Wow. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to us on Don't Forget to Flush. I've been hanging out here with Steven Uno and, you know, very impressed, very excited about what this young man is doing for the culture, doing for Afro dance in Montreal, in Canada. You know, thank you for spending all this time with us. I mean, 40 minutes just went like that. And I'm like,
wow.
You know, we're just here having fun and hanging out and listening to French and speaking English. And great job, man. You did such a great job speaking English.
Great
job, man. I'm very impressed. You know, you were like, I don't speak English. And I'm like, here, we've been talking 40 minutes and you've just been like killing it with the language. No, great job, man. No, I really appreciate it. I really believe that what you're doing is inspirational with Afro dance, with representing the culture, with representing the continent out here and helping bridge the gap, right? So that if people have an impression of Africans, you're just right there doing your thing and making it possible for people to have a rethink, you know? And it's a pleasure to meet you. Ladies and gentlemen, please follow Steven Uno at his Instagram page is at Steven_Uno.
UNO. And if someone have chance to come in Montreal one day, I give a dance class every Sunday in a Swiss studio.
Okay.
And every Monday in a Distortion studio in Montreal downtown.
Yeah. Wow. So 2 days, Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday.
In a Swiss studio and I couldn't make
Distortion studio.
Distortion. Okay.
Distortion.
But I like it better in French. Distortion.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, so thank you so much, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on Don't Forget to Flush. Thank you, Steven. Thank you for hanging out with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please hit us up at don'tforgettoflushpod@gmail.com or find us on social media at Don't Forget to Flush. On Twitter, we are at Don't Forget to Flush, the letter P on Twitter. Find us, follow us, and hang with us. Thank you, Steven. We appreciate you.
Brother.
And we're signing out at this point. So tell me the craziest word. Craziest, dirtiest word in French. Tell me the dirtiest, like if you have the dirtiest word in French.
Dirtiest word?
Yeah, word. Like what word, if I say to somebody, the person will be like, whoa, that's so dirty. You know, before you say it, I'm out. We're out. Well, but you got to tell me the dirtiest word. I have to use
why
it while
in French?
I'm
French. Same thing. Wow.